Joining us now to discuss the issues that mean most is the main host or fill-in host now for the O'Reilly Factor, Senator Scott Brown. Senator, welcome back.
Hey, great to be on.
Nice job yesterday. How did it feel?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It was pretty cool. I enjoyed it, and it was an honor, certainly. And, you know, my first time ever doing anything like that, so obviously a little nervous, but I'm glad that I was able to, you know, I think hold the fort down until he gets back tonight. And I hope people weren't too disappointed, but I felt that we brought up some good issues, and it was fun to actually be part of the writing process, too, because that Talking Points memo on the Joke's on Us, that's something that I wrote and got some great help from one of the producers, and it was fun.
Yeah, so Senator Brown, who's now a Fox News contributor, was filling in for Bill O'Reilly last night. Let's listen to a little. Cut 23.
Caution. You're about to enter the no-spin zone. The Factor begins right now. Hello, I'm Scott Brown, in for Bill O'Reilly. Thanks for watching us tonight. The joke's on us. That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. As you know, I was the United States Senator from Massachusetts for about 3 years. I speak with many of my former staff and colleagues on a regular basis and remain plugged in. So what if I told you that the leaders in both the House and the Senate, along with the Vice President, are actually close to solving our country's most vexing financial problems? Things like astronomical gas prices, long lines at the airport, and out-of-control national debt. That's not all. Medicare, Social Security, and Obamacare will all be fixed and made self-sufficient for generations to come. If you're saying to yourself, wow, that seems too good to be true, you'd be right. It's April Fool's Day, and the April Fool's joke is, guess what? It's on all of us. I find it ridiculous that we are grateful when gas prices come down just a few pennies. We shouldn't feel lucky to pay $3.63 a gallon for gas.
That's a little of you, yesterday, Senator. So when it's rolling and you know there's about 3 million people watching, what are you thinking?
Listen, I once again, I just thought I'd be myself. And in that issue, I think we all agree that it is a joke, and the joke is on us when we're talking about the federal government taking more of our hard-earned dollars out of our pocketbooks and wallets. The joke's on us that we put up with it. We don't challenge the elected officials. Because remember, during this whole sequestration debate, the congressmen and senators aren't losing a penny. The president and the vice president, they're not losing a penny from their pay. Their staff is. So they've got no skin in the game. And they, as a result, they just kind of go on vacation, take their time, delay things, and the joke is on us, and we got to be fired up, and we got to get back at it and be involved.
Senator Brown, something else happened yesterday on the White House lawn. The president had a chance to shoot 22 jumpers, and he missed 20. You were a basketball player. Your daughter, a tremendous college athlete. Would you have missed 20 of 22 shots?
Absolutely not. Listen, there's a reason why the president never accepted my basketball challenge. And if you watch him, no offense, he doesn't follow through. His right hand guides the ball too much, and his stance is all wrong. He's not even squared up to the basket. No, I don't believe so, and I would accept that challenge, certainly.
So his fundamentals were off, so you can't expect to have success.
Did he play? I know he played JV basketball, right? I think that's it.
I think he was the first guy off the bench in high school.
Okay. Well, good for him, and he practices a lot. But I know from speaking to some folks who play with him, when they, he's a lefty. They let him go left, and then they say, "Mr. President," when he misses, "Mr. President, that's a tough shot. Not too many people could have made that one, sir." it's like, okay.
See, they never yes Scott Brown to death. They tell you the truth. You have a game, you have no game, you run triathlons.
Well,
Senator Brown, so officially, if he asked for your help, you would help him.
Please. Every time when I was there and we would be at a bill signing, one of my bills was being signed, he'd say, "I owe you a basketball game, don't I?" I'd say, "Yeah, that's never going to happen, Mr. President, but yes, you do, sir."
I don't think it's going to happen until after he's done. Too much golf, not enough basketball.
You know who's a great player is Arne Duncan. I mean, we've played at the YMCA together. We played in tournaments, charity tournaments together. Senator Thune is an incredible player. There was a time where it was Arne Duncan, Reggie Love, John Thune, me, and a female player who was at the House, and we took on the Georgetown, supposedly, law professors, and they're all like 6'5", 240, can dunk. They're not professors, but we've had some great battles, a lot of fun, raised a lot of money for some of the legal services groups.
Well, you know what, Senator? If you keep doing this, I'm good at everything routine. People are going to start resenting you.
I'm not good at everything, but I'm a hard worker. I just try hard. In my own mind, I'm really good at everything.